Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
Grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost host for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. And go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. Good day, sirs.
Good day.
Hello.
Happy milestone.
Milestone episode 41.
And I should apologize for everyone that's not a golfer, but today this is our first Masters as a podcast.
That's true. We're recording this here on Masters Sunday. Well, guys, I don't know about y'all, but I am still stuffed from Thursday's 40 snacks episode.
I'm still amazed that we were able to come up with 40 snacks, even though there were a few that were questionable.
I just had the one.
Kitchen sink.
Kitchen sink.
Yeah. In honor of that, since that time, I've actually made my own homemade versions of all 40 snacks.
Did you really?
Yes. I've been in the hospital for the last 3 days.
Getting your stomach pumped?
Recover. Yeah. No, we enjoyed that, and believe it or not, we're moving on past number 40.
I don't see how we can.
We're over the hill and through the woods.
To 41 we go. Oh, wait, guys. This just in. I just checked Instagram.
Oh, did he reply?
There is no reply from The Rock.
Rock Watch.
2018. We have some kind of musical interlude or
still
something.
Still a bust. He's still waiting, Rock.
He's still working on Rampage.
I think
he's going out premieres and stuff.
I genuinely think he's afraid of Derek. I think that's why he's hesitant to reply.
That's a good point.
Well, we are glad that you have dialed us up here on the World Wide Web. That is still a thing, isn't it, gentlemen?
Well, you still have to type it. Well,
you don't have to type www.
You don't have to, but...
The intranet.
Well, Craig, what's today's show going to be about?
Today's show is about 80 snacks.
80 snacks, yeah.
I don't, that's not what we talked about.
Oh. It's another Matthew-centered show, isn't it?
I know.
Yeah, see, there y'all are, giving me a hard time again.
It's going to be the grim grinning guy before it's all said and done.
I make the sacrifice of driving all the way to Orlando to do this research, and this is what I get.
Derek, it'll probably sound like this for too long. Hello? Jim Asram? Hello?
I don't think he'll mind it, though.
Yeah,
because Craig's going to... Yes, today I will be talking more about my trip. Started this last week. Again, we went a couple of weeks back, and last week I covered the logistics and Legoland side of things, and today we're talking about all things Disney related to my trip.
We covered you driving down. We covered where you stay. Was it at Bonnet Creek at Wyndham? So I guess we don't have to recover all that, unless you drove down when you stayed at Bonnet Creek.
If you don't mind, I'd actually like to recite the last episode word for word, just to recap it.
Okay, Derek and I are going to leave at this point, and you go ahead.
No, I think so. Yeah, we talked about where we stayed, how we got there, what pros and cons of that, and also Legoland, and how they wanted extra money for the ticket. For moving up the visit one day.
But you will still return.
But I will go back.
You sound like you're not sore about it anymore.
Okay, so all about Disney.
Yeah, all things Disney. So guys, why don't y'all fire it up with some questions here to get us started.
Okay, so we know that your son was sick for a few days. How did that affect your planning?
Well, as far as Keegan getting sick, we missed out on breakfast at 1900 Park Fair. But... fortunately, on our way to the clinic, I was able to call Disney and they waived the cancellation fee because, I mean, we were within 2 hours of our meal and I called and explained the situation. And Disney, being the great customer service beacon that they are, they said, you know, we're not going to penalize you for your child getting sick. So we missed out on 1900 Park Fair, so I still want to go there and try that.
And it is good. You'd enjoy that.
Oh, I know.
You'll compare it to Crystal Palace, even though Crystal Palace is one of your favorites.
I've heard you and many others rave about it, and I was really looking forward to that.
Sissy would really love it, getting to see Pooh.
I think so.
Of course, Pooh's at Crystal Palace as well, right. But it's good.
We missed out on that, and then, of course, we missed out on Raglan Road as a family, but we did still get to go, and I was able to bring her a to-go box from there, but I'll say more about that later.
And you have to go back because you didn't get the bread pudding.
That's right.
I would put it up there with the Ohana bread pudding myself.
Wow.
But otherwise, we pushed our Magic Kingdom day back a day. And even that close to time, really didn't miss out on much in terms of our fast passes. So really the only thing we missed, didn't get to do that we wanted to do, was the breakfaster. So that's good. What's good about the Disney ticket is you're able to kind of move it as necessary.
As opposed to what ticket, Matthew?
As opposed to the Legoland ticket. I believe that was the name of the park.
Where is good day of?
Yeah.
Can we also bring back just kind of update? You have heard from...
Yeah, they've reached out to me. I sent them a good email, a good old angry letter, and they asked me to share my thoughts and my feedback more specifically.
Hey, don't forget the squeaky wheel gets punched in the face.
Which I remember that.
I don't think it's that goes. Oh. Yeah.
Isn't it a squeaky wheel's right twice a day?
Oh, the squeaky wheel gets greased.
Oh.
Yeah. At any time did you say, hey... If, in case you don't know, I am one of the Grim Grinning Guys.
No, I did not tell them that I was a part of the Grim Grinning Guys. I did tell them I had a podcast.
Because that would carry a lot.
Oh, yeah. You know, if I dropped our name, they probably would have had to shut the park down.
Well, I think that
And I didn't want to do that to the families.
That would probably make us legally liable for anything you would have said. That's true. Have to check with some lawyers on that.
All right. We'll call it the show lawyer. So we've got him on retainer.
And he knows who he is.
He does. We know you're out there listening. Number four.
All right. So, what? Give us a brief rundown of your itinerary. Then, where you went every day, and then go back, and we can kind of.
Okay. The first day we went to, we got there on a Saturday afternoon, and that Sunday, we went to Animal Kingdom, rope dropped Animal Kingdom, and Flight of Passage, and stayed there all day. We got it opened at 8:00. We stayed till about 6:00 that night, 6:30 maybe. The next day we spent time at the doctor, and that afternoon I went and played putt-putt at Fantasia Gardens, went and had dinner at Disney Springs. The day after that we went to Legoland, and then Wednesday we spent all day in the Magic Kingdom. And so that was kind of the Disney itinerary side of it. So just a couple of days in the Disney parks, but I can't remember if I said this in the last show or not, they were probably two of our best days at Disney World. Even though the crowds were very heavy.
Right. If people would saw on Twitter the crowd pictures that you had, it was most people. And I have we have another friend that also went and stayed at Wyndham.
Yes.
When you were there. And she said that because following our guidelines and our plans and getting there, especially at rope drop, the crowds weren't that, noticeable. They were there, but just didn't interfere with their plans.
You know, the Magic Kingdom is always going to feel the most crowded, just kind of the way that it's laid out. You know, Animal Kingdom has a lot more space, but Magic Kingdom is, you're always going to find those bottlenecks, and that's where you get a lot of those crowd pictures. But even with that, just to go ahead and talk some about Magic Kingdom, we were there.
But just before you get there, Matthew, on a scale of 1 to 10, what was the crowd?
Oh, I'd say it was easily a 9, maybe a 9.5.
And you never waited more than 15 minutes for a ride?
We did not.
See, that's
that's
doing it right.
And part of that is, I was talking to somebody, we weren't really targeting a lot. Some of the bigger rides, we didn't even try. We didn't do Space Mountain. We didn't do Buzz Lightyear. We didn't ride Big Thunder Mountain. But outside of that, we rode most of the headliners, I felt like. But with little kids, we're not, our itinerary is a little bit different.
Right.
But did you attend the EZWDW School of Elbow?
I don't know if I hit anybody with elbows, but I definitely hit a few people with my backpack. My backpack's always quite large, and definitely on the March to Mine train that morning, it was, it got a little crowded. So, but there were people that looked like they were slinging elbows. We had this one teenage girl that like slithered her way to the front of the rope drop crowd at mine train.
Wow.
It did not make my wife very happy.
I bet.
But.
Well, let's hear about Animal Kingdom.
So let's start back
for Animal Kingdom, and you, still almost got run over going to, over to Pandora.
So Animal Kingdom, it opened at 8:00. We pulled in the parking lot at 6:30.
Wow.
And it was.
How were the kids with that?
Not too bad. We got them up right before we left and threw their clothes on them, and they were ready to go. Usually the kids, once they wake up, they stayed in the stroller for a while. And
remind everybody your children's age.
A 4-year-old boy and an 18-month-old. And we had some leftover Chick-fil-A chicken that we fed them, so that kept them at bay.
Yum.
We warmed it up, don't worry.
I'm about to say it just been sitting on the counter all night.
And some chocolate donuts. So there was
I love a good set of salmonella in the
yes.
morning.
Yes. You know, I'm thinking back, if people listen to the last few episodes, they probably think I'm a terrible parent. I promise I'm not.
Don't worry. It's okay. We know he is.
They've got a great mom.
We assure you.
But even at getting there at 6:30, there was already several cars there, and it was dark outside. And so, you know, following Josh's advice that said you need to get there at least 75 minutes before scheduled park open, we were lined up at 6:40, and seems like a little after 7, they led us up to the tap stiles. And then around 7:20, 7:25, somewhere in there, we scanned our band and we headed to Pandora. And let me just say this. If there's any way, shape, or form you can get a fast pass for Flight of Passage, do it. Because we could have gone anywhere else in that park. It would have been fine. Even if you rope drop Navi River Journey, it's a very pleasant experience. Rope dropping Flight of Passage was not. I am 6'7". I walk quickly. You guys have walked with me before.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, they tell you not to run. And I'm kind of a stickler of the rules. I don't want to run. But even you have these people just sprinting to Pandora. We were second in line at the tap stiles, in our little tap stile, and we got there quickly, and still we were about four rows back in the line to go to Pandora. It was crazy. You know, people just acting crazy, and I don't know. I don't advocate that.
But without the fast pass, you have to.
Exactly. And really, I probably would have been fine without riding Flight of Passage. Sissy had not yet done it, so I wanted her to do that. So our plan was to rope drop Flight of Passage, get a rider swap ticket, and then the boys and I would go do Navi River Journey. And we did that, and with the stroller, we had the stroller, I bet at least 100 people passed us just kind of around the sides because it's not a narrow walkway. If you're planning to do that, one word of advice I would give to you is just fold
up. Sleep in the bushes the night before.
Well, outside of that, which is not legal, I would fold up the stroller. And then just carry the kids if you can. You'll be able to move a lot quicker that way and not have as many people pass you. Like, we were just moving at a snail's pace in that stroller. And, you know, I was trying not to run over Sissy the whole time.
What if you put a brush guard on the front of the stroller?
That could work.
That would be awesome.
Or some switchblades around the side. Ooh, to keep people away from
it. That's what Derek does.
Oh. So even then, we got over there. Sissy got on the ride. She probably only waited 10 minutes still. But still, you get there at 6:30, you think you shouldn't have to wait at all. But the boys and I went and did Navi River Journey. We walked on it while she did that. We could have ridden it again. They didn't really want to. So we just kind of walked around and explored Pandora, which was fun. Because outside of Flight of Passage, Pandora in the morning is not very crowded at all. And it was cool. The weather was great.
I have to ask, though, before we leave that part of the park, what did she think about it?
She really liked Flight of Passage. She gets motion sickness. And there were a couple of points in there where she said that kind of took effect. And if you've ridden Flight of Passage, you can probably think of those times. But she said the ride was great. I was going to let her use the rider swap to ride it again later in the day. And she didn't really want to. And I was like, yes, I get to. No, she liked it. But I think it's one of those things. If you get motion sickness, it's really one of those. You just kind of have to ride it and see.
Right.
I don't think it's the point where if you ride this, it's going to get you super ill. But it's something to be mindful of. But, you know, just Pandora itself, I think it's a lot of fun to just walk around and look at the waterfalls and the plants and hear the noises. Bruin was fascinated by all the noises we were hearing. And so, yeah.
You sure it wasn't his stomach after eating day-old Chick-fil-A?
It was reheated, Derek.
Okay.
Sorry, our family's big on leftovers. Derek being the foodie he is, he probably has like a 5-course meal.
Well, he hasn't got you've talked here for about 5 or 6
and
minutes,
and
he hasn't
got past it yet. And I will mention the high disappointment of them not having breakfast at the quick service anymore.
Oh, yes, the Thule Canteen. Just before we leave Pandora, later in the day, we used our fast pass at Navi River Journey. And it's a very pretty, very relaxing boat ride.
But great for kids.
It is. And
very short, though, I think.
Yeah, it's only, you know, 4 or 5 minutes. And about 2 minutes in, Sissy said, is this all it's going to do?
She said, she hadn't ridden that one either.
No, she'd never ridden it. And she said, are there any hills like Pirates of the Caribbean? I said, no, this is it. And it's pretty. And that's, you know, as most people have commented, that's about it.
It's a CGI Pirates of the Caribbean.
Right. But it does have the awesome audio.
It's hard to tell the CGI stuff, though. Screens are kind of hard to see.
Yeah. So. It's very well done.
It is.
And the audio animatronic at the end is awesome.
Yes.
Fantastic.
And that, the song is very catchy. It'll stay with you.
Yep. Can you translate for us?
That's it.
I believe that translated is Disney pools are as good as the theme parks.
I don't think that's what it says.
I would have thought that was pretty close to what it said.
I think it says.
It may be lost a little bit in translation.
I thought the translation was go get a snack when you leave here.
Yeah, that probably is it.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, Sissy did not want a shoulder banshee. I was very
really
taken aback.
Yes. Yeah. Probably because she was carrying Keegan.
I did try to get Bruin to get his face painted like a Na'vi, but he had no desire.
No idea. Oh, so then you left there. Did you go to the canteen?
Well, so Tula Canteen doesn't serve breakfast anymore.
Nope, doesn't.
When we got out of there, it wasn't open.
No,
still.
Okay. It was still not open. But when we got out of there, I didn't really know what we were going to do, and I had my note card, but you know, we went against the grain, didn't listen to the note card, and we went straight to Kilimanjaro Safaris, they had the way we went from directly from Pandora to Africa.
Mm-hmm.
That way was not open yet
because that's where they're sending all the traffic
for the Flight of Passage. So we had to go back out to Discovery Island and then head up to Kilimanjaro Safaris, which, as people say, the earlier you can go in the day to the safaris, the better. We got there about 8:22. I've got it here in my notes. And it was posted a 15-minute wait, but we walked right onto the next truck. So sometimes in the mornings you run into that.
That just sounds funny. I walked onto the next truck.
Yeah.
That sounds dangerous.
At least it wasn't in front of.
Well, they made me stop at the bar.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The thing about
Animal Kingdom too, that once you get accustomed to Magic Kingdom, then you go to Animal Kingdom, it just blows your mind because it's not the spoke.
Yeah.
So it's just like,
and you know, the Animal Kingdom. Ever since we first went to Animal Kingdom, I thought this does not feel like a theme park, and that's what we love about Animal Kingdom. You go through the Oasis and you feel like you're in a completely different world,
right?
And it's just awesome. But I will say one thing about the Kilimanjaro Safaris was it was the best safari ride we have been on. It was cool.
Is that the earliest you've ever been on?
Yes, it
is. That's always a first, a very early ride for us.
Yeah.
So
it's
lines are a lot more active that time of day. And
right. Well, I'm showing Craig
again,
a video.
You can go back to our Twitter account and see all your pictures you posted.
We got out on the savannah and the wildebeest. I showed you a video of this earlier, Craig. The wildebeest was just running around in circles, and you rarely see the animals moving very quickly.
Right.
But they were out and about. They were moving. The giraffes were out. Several of the elephants were out.
Are you sure they didn't shoot him with the tranquilizer dart or something?
I'm pretty sure there was no tranquilizer darts going on.
I think early in the morning like that are the animatronics. I think the real animals
that's
are later.
That's probably what it was. That's why they're running in circles.
Yes.
They weren't programmed.
See, told you.
It's all just a big redo of the Jungle Cruise. Great shots of the lion, though. The lions were out eating. You could tell they were eating. The male lion, he was out just posing for us on the rock. It was great. A rhino started walking toward our truck, so we had to move on quickly before it got to us. It was a great way to start the day. You get over to Pandora and all that madness, and then you get to head to the safaris, which
is... And again, if you're willing to skip Pandora, it's going to be a freedom everywhere else in the park.
Oh, yes, yes.
So you could probably do all the other headliners.
Oh, yeah. I think...
Within an hour and a half.
Including Expedition Everest.
I would say safari.
Oh, no doubt.
So if you can get that coveted Flight of Passage
Fast Pass,
you are set.
You are.
And Na'vi River Journey is a possible pass.
I think it's worth doing once.
But, if you've been multiple times something.
Sissy was really looking forward to it. She really liked it, but she said she didn't have to do it again. So that's from a first time. But yeah, I like it. If you can get on it with no weight.
Sissy, it sounds like Sissy could almost skip Pandora next time.
Probably so. I won't let her do that, but we'll. She probably could have. We stopped and got a snack at Kusafiri. We got the monstrous Mickey ear cinnamon roll and the elephant ear pastry, which we talked about on the last show. We then met Russell.
I've never met Russell. Yeah. Russell was, and Doug, or he, just Russell?
Just Russell. They've taken Doug out of there, which I hear they may be putting him back in. I don't know.
Is it to get him prepped for the show?
I guess so.
The bird show.
We were hoping we were a few weeks away from seeing that. We would like to see the new Up bird show. But Bruin and I went and rode about 9:20 in the morning. We haven't made it very far in the morning yet, have we? Which is because you can get a lot done if you get there before rope drop.
Right.
Especially at 6:30 a.m. Bruin and I had a raft at Cali River Rapids all to ourselves.
Wow.
You know, nobody wants to get soaked at 9:20 in the morning when it's about 70, you know, 65 degrees outside.
Did you get soaked?
We really didn't. It was surprising. I think it's because there wasn't as much weight in the raft, and so the splash at the bottom of the hill. But Bruin loved it. He always enjoys that ride, and so it was worth the trip over there. We walked straight on. There was, again,
not that a, is a walk.
Huh?
I said, and that is a walk.
That is that queue is long.
That queue, to me, that queue and the Nemo queue at Epcot the two longest queues
Nemo's
for some
terrible.
Reason.
Yeah, but it's crazy because Sissy and I just kept saying, you know, we were getting on these rides a lot faster than you would with FastPass. And that's the benefit of getting there so early in the morning. Then we used our first FastPass to meet Mickey and Minnie at Adventurer's Outpost. And even then, you usually have to wait. We waited only 6 minutes here with our FastPass. We then went over and met Donald in Dino Land. We got there right before his meet. And I think I've said this before, but a great tip to meet characters is see what time they're going to meet. And if you arrive 5 minutes before they show up, there won't be a line.
And is Goofy, was Goofy with him?
Goofy is with Pluto right there. Donald is kind of back there next to that little sculpture, that little playground area. It's kind of behind where Goofy and Pluto meet.
Matthew, have you ever told anybody where you find where the characters are?
Well, I mean,
the times and all that?
It's on the park guide.
I'm just saying, probably a lot of people are wondering, well, how do we know where the characters are?
Yeah, if character meeting is an important thing for you and your family, you can look at the times guide that you can find next to the maps wherever you get in the park. You can also look on the app. Just look what time they're going to start meeting and show up 5 or 10 minutes early. And yeah, you're still waiting 5 or 10 minutes, but you're going to be the first people to meet them.
Because the reason I say this, because there's a lot of people out there that do search out the characters, but you're pretty good at knowing where they are. And any trip we've been on with you, you're always like, hey, we're over here because here comes whoever. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's always good to know.
And that times guide is just as important as the map.
Oh, the times guide is very important. And, not just for characters, but for any kind of show that you want to see, definitely consult those times guide. After we met Donald, we went over and rode Triceratops Spin. And so by 10:15, we had ridden every ride that our children could possibly ride. Every ride that Bruin was tall enough to ride, we had ridden, which was the safaris.
And you left.
We did not leave.
No.
Surprisingly, we wanted to get a little more bang for our buck, Derek. Just a couple hours.
You could have park hopped.
Well, we didn't have park hoppers.
You did.
I did. So.
Sorry, Sissy.
Surprisingly, I didn't just bail on the family. After Triceratops Spin, we went over to the Boneyard. And the Boneyard is something that's kind of new to our family. But, man, Bruin loves it. It is that huge playground there in Dino Land. And you know, for adults, we just kind of blow by the playground areas in some of these parks. But once you have little ones and you need a break and they just want to run free, the Boneyard is great if you have little ones and they need a break and you need a break. Let's see what else we do. We went and used our fast pass at Kilimanjaro Safaris, which was still good, not as good as the one early in the day. We then fast passed Navi River Journey. And then we went and had lunch at Satuli Canteen. And this is one thing I wanted to talk about. This was our first experience using mobile ordering. And you might have seen, if you followed our Twitter, I talked some about this. Mobile ordering is fantastic.
Mic drop.
Yep, I don't know what else to say.
Well, tell us what the difference is, because where you ordered from, you've done it both ways.
Yeah,
so let's hear about it.
On our trip in December, I found that a lot of times we were waiting longer to place an order at quick service establishments than we were actually waiting in line to ride rides. And again, in December, they didn't accept the dining plan, and we were on the dining plan. Well, that since has changed. So I remember we waited like half an hour at Columbia Harbor House. I waited 20, 25 minutes one day at Flame Tree. So, Craig, with the mobile ordering, it's very easy. If you have it on your phone, you have the app. Pretty much, we were heading to Navi River Journey, which is in Pandora. I got on the app. I placed our order. You got to pay with a credit card that's connected to your account. As soon as we got off the Navi River Journey ride, I clicked the button that said, I'm here, go ahead and prepare my food. And we walk over to Satuli Canteen. There's at least a 20-minute wait to order for lunch, because this is 11:30, prime lunch hour. We walk up to the mobile ordering queue. There's one other family, but I see that our food is sitting there. Everything I ordered is sitting there on the tray. So, I mean, we literally walk up. They say, Matthew Dotson. I read off my order number. We pick it up. I didn't wait 60 seconds to get my food once I was in the canteen. And we went and sat down. Saved us at least 20 minutes. And it was so convenient. Again, you can't use the annual pass holder discount on there, I don't believe.
They don't. Satuli Cantina is not accepted.
A lot of places that have mobile ordering, you can't do that. But I'm telling you, it's worth paying that little bit extra just to know I can push this button and I don't have to wait. And you'll hear me say a lot more about this when we get to Magic Kingdom. But mobile ordering, awesome.
I'm a big fan of it. I've mobile ordered a Bebo in Harambe Marketplace one day.
Really?
it was a 10-minute wait.
Yeah.
And all I wanted was the drink, so.
Well, and I guess the downside to that is, at least I find myself to, like, I'll use it and order things and spend more money. And when in reality, I'd see the line and just not even worry. So it may lead you to spending more money, and I'm sure that's why they have the mobile ordering, is to get people like me spending more. But, man, it was so convenient, you know, because at that point in the day, the kids are tired, I'm tired, the wife is tired, and we just want to sit and relax and eat, and we don't have to stand in line. And it was great. And Satuli Canteen, you know, it's got the free refills too. But as always, Satuli Canteen was great. We each got a bowl and the kids' hot dog. Might I recommend the kids' hot dog? It was very good. It's not your average hot dog.
You liked it better than the cheeseburger pod?
I did like the kids' hot dog better than the cheeseburger pod. It was great. After that, we headed over and saw Festival of the Lion King, took the Wildlife Express train out to Rafiki's Planet Watch. We met, Doc McStuffins. And also Rafiki. We went to the petting zoo. The boys like the petting zoo. Got to pet some goats. I used my rider swap at Flight of Passage. The boys went back to the Boneyard with Sissy for a little bit. We saw Finding Nemo the musicals. We then stopped for some ice cream and slushies. I rode Expedition Everest with a fast pass that I had acquired. Sissy and the boys went to the Maharaja Jungle Trek. We used mobile ordering at Pete Safari for dinner.
Fancy.
I had the shrimp flatbread, and it was quite good. A lot better than I expected. A lot of pesto, though, Derek. A lot of pesto.
Pesto heavy.
But we waited less than 2 minutes there, and then that kind of wrapped up our day. By that time, it was after 6 o'clock. I wanted to stick around for Rivers of Light, but I knew that my crew was tired. And on the way out, we did take some time to enjoy the Oasis, which I'd never really done, and got to see a lot of different animals there. So that was fun. Good way to end the day. Good relaxing way. And
could you go in a little more detail of what all you did in Animal Kingdom?
Okay, so at 3:33,
we walked across by this bush, and that's pretty detailed. And but that's good. I mean, that tells how much you can get in a day when you plan it out.
Well, and looking over all of those things, the longest we waited for a ride. Well, I waited 30 minutes to get on Flight of Passage with my rider swap. There was a malfunction, and I stood still for about 20 minutes.
But still, 30 minutes.
Yeah. But outside of that, the longest wait we had was 12 minutes.
Wow.
And that was with a fast pass at the safari.
With a pretty crowded park.
Yeah. I mean, it was the week before Easter, spring break week. Sissy and I went on and on that night. It was one of the best days we've had in the parks. Unfortunately, it was followed with our son waking up the next day with pneumonia, but...
Maybe when the monkey
it was salmonella.
Pete
they
Safari.
Missed.
They had nothing to do with salmonella, listeners. Nothing.
And it's not. And we're not blaming Chick-fil-A. It's not their fault.
They misdiagnosed the problem.
Because probably even Chick-fil-A would tell you not leave the food out and just eat it the next day.
Yep. Okay.
All right. So listen, Matthew.
Great day at Animal Kingdom.
I think you've filled out everything with Animal Kingdom. Let's jump over to Magic Kingdom. Now the next day was.
Oh, no. Fantasia Gardens. I want to hear about the putt-putt.
Yeah, the next day, Bruin and I met Josh at Fantasia Gardens.
From EZWW.
Yes. I had never played putt-putt, miniature golf at Walt Disney World. And so we met Josh. Josh had never played the Fantasia Gardens course. It's not like a putt-putt course where you just pay your money and then you hop on the first tee. The fun side of Fantasia Gardens had a 45-minute wait when we got there. And the course that we played, which was the fairways course, a 20-minute wait. And so we played that one, obviously. And the guy...
So there's that many people there playing golf?
Playing putt-putt, yeah.
Wow.
There were several.
Did they allow you to rent a Scotty Cameron?
They did not. They gave us the regular old...
The
rubberized putter.
Did you have a golf cart?
We did not. Although on this course, you would have needed it. The fairways course is like a serious, real deal
par three.
It was a par 72.
Wow.
There were par fives on this putt-putt course.
My goodness.
I mean, this guy read us the Riot Act before we played about this is a penalty, this is a penalty, this
is
a penalty.
That's because you were Josh.
Yes, that's right. With the celebrity blogger. And he made sure to tell Bruin to not take any full swings, which Bruin did not, to his credit. This was, again, his first experience. But he did tell us that some magazine had rated it the most difficult miniature golf course in the world.
Wow.
So we played, and guys, you'll be proud to know I was 13 under on the most difficult.
Impressive.
I was very close to a double eagle. You know, I love putt-putt. But this course was unlike any putt-putt course I played, and it's not one of those that's just a bunch of flukes. It does require some skill, and it's more like playing real golf, just putting, than it is, you know, putt-putt. So I highly recommend, if you like putt-putt and you're looking for something a little bit more of a challenge, then I say go do the miniature, or excuse me, Fantasia Gardens Fairways course. It was a lot of fun, and I mean,
where is it located?
It's located right next to the Swan and Dolphin Hotel. Okay. It's very easy to get to. Yeah, it was fun. And I want to go back and try the more fun side, too. That's something the three of us, I want us to do.
So you're on the side, if it was not the more fun side, you're on the side with like everybody on golf gloves and cleat and spikes.
Well,
and
nobody was dressed like that.
Everybody,
yeah.
Everybody had on knickers.
I didn't have, some of them had a caddy as well. But, yeah.
They all had sponsors. You saw Talis hats.
And one more. I mean, it was a good deal, too. I think it was without discounts. It's like $15. But the guy said it's an hour. It typically takes you an hour and a half to play the fairways course, which I think is a little excessive. But, you know, for $15, I thought it was a good deal. It wasn't excessively priced. So if you're looking for a little diversion, head over to Fantasia Gardens. I highly recommend it.
Impressive.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
We'll have to do that, gentlemen.
We will.
Derek's treat.
Thank you, Derek.
No, we're going to play the 9-hole real golf course down there.
Oh, the
Oak Trail.
Oak Trail. Yeah. We need to. For research.
I always want to go golfing down there.
And you can rent clubs down there.
Yes, you can.
And they have some deal there where if you like tee off before 7:30 a.m., it's half price or something.
Yep. And you get breakfast with
so
it.
You would rope drop the golf course.
I smell a trip.
Oh, we'll
sorry. That was me. I didn't mean. Sorry about that.
Now, this is the part that you boys have been waiting for. After Fantasia Gardens, I went to Disney Springs.
What?
You weren't there long, though.
I was not there long. I walked out of the parking garage, across a bridge, and there I was at Raglan Road. Although I will say, it is very different. I have not been to Disney Springs since it became Disney Springs. Totally different layout than Downtown Disney was. And I do have to give it to you. It's much nicer than Downtown Disney. It's a very cool looking place. I could see myself spending a lot of money there.
It's got some impressive shops, like the Michael Jordan shop. I mean, there's some.
Yeah.
I don't even look at the
shops. I walked right by that and thought,
did they have
can't
food?
Afford to spend there.
At the Michael Jordan shop?
Yeah.
No,
then I didn't.
You,
look at been,
you spend your time at the food trucks. And
Josh was kind enough to give me like a little tour of the part that we walked.
Oh, was Josh still with you?
Yeah, Josh went ahead with us. That was, you know, the original plan was to just have dinner, us and Josh. And, and then we kind of added the putt-putt on there. But, yeah, it was me, Bruin, and Josh. We went to Raglan Road, and Raglan Road was great as always. I know they've added a lot of new restaurants, but it's...
So you hit it pretty hard.
Oh, well, I hit Raglan Road very hard. had the shepherd's pie. We had some little sausages for appetizer. And, again, I was too stuffed to get the bread pudding, which I do regret. But it's hard to go wrong, Raglan Road.
You're breaking Derek's heart.
Raglan Road is one of my favorites.
The next time I go to Disney Springs, though, I will be going to the boathouse to finally try the boathouse because I heard too many good things.
It is good. I have been there and did eat there, and it is very good.
But surprisingly, guys, I like Legoland. I can see myself going back to Disney Springs.
And they may be charging next time you go.
Seriously?
No.
Probably. You could park for free. You did get to park for free.
Yes,
so
you did.
Well, Dotson, let's head over to Magic Kingdom.
The last day.
Yeah. It was fun.
Rope drop?
You gave me a hard time about not going into too much detail on Animal Kingdom, so I'm going to... Magic Kingdom was a good time.
All right, now it's time for... No.
So real quick, Magic Kingdom, it was scheduled to open at 8. You know it's crowded when all these parks are opening at 8 a.m.,
yeah.
Which I like, right? Because it gives you another hour in the morning to get a lot of things done. And, you know, we were too close because we stayed off property. We couldn't get a Mine Train Fast Pass. That is my son's favorite ride, which is Josh said, you know, that's a shame because it's so hard to get on Mine Train. Why can't his favorite ride be Magic Carpets? But we got there. We parked about 10 till 7. We got there early again. And we didn't get on the first monorail over, but we had to take the resort monorail. The express monorail wasn't running, but we got on that one a little after 7. We get over there. We walked right up. We scanned our bands, walked right up to the side of the rope. There was already a crowd gathering behind the main rope, but if you walk up to the side, which I know Josh does that trick a lot, we were the first ones there. I sped walked down to the front of the rope for the march to mine train.
Leaving your children and wife behind.
They caught up. There's an understanding that, well, actually, I had both the children in the stroller.
Oh, okay.
So I'd only left Sissy to catch up, and she can see me.
Yeah, she stopped for a coffee.
Yeah.
Go ahead, I'll catch up.
I blew by some teenagers that were going pretty quick, and they saw her. They're like, you're not going to catch him. But she did. And so, you know, Sissy and Bruin got on mine train first thing. Keegan and I actually went to meet Princess Cinderella and Elena.
He said, hey, how you doing?
That's,
you know what Keegan said?
Considering he can't say much. Oh. Yeah, that would have been impressive. But Sissy and Bruin got on mine train within 5 minutes, got the rider swap ticket. Now, this was where there was a hiccup in our plans. We came out. Sissy still had the lanyard from the rider swap, right? And she said that the person in there said they didn't have any tickets. And to see the person out front. Well, the people out front didn't have any tickets, and they said if we were going to use our rider swap, we had to use it right then. And, guys, do you think that set well with old Matthew?
Oh, no.
I bet it did. You were fine with it.
I was not pleased.
He went into Lego mode.
Sissy was not happy because Sissy quickly told that lady, she said, that's going to ruin our plan. And they're like, what? Like, you know, they probably don't get that a lot. Like, hey, you can ride mine train right now. But no. I said, all right, then. We got here at 6:45 this morning. I guess we'll do what you want us to do. I wasn't too rude.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you're one of those.
Yeah.
They said we got a code 19.
If you ever want to tour the parks with Grim Grinning Guys, you may think twice.
You better buckle up.
We've got a Mr. Scrooge over here.
Now, we're not as intense as the Rochelles, but no. So then Bruin and I, we used it then. We hopped right on. We hopped on mine train. Sissy and Keegan went and rode Winnie the Pooh, which is right next door. To run through this quickly, after that, we headed over to Big Thunder Mountain, but at 8:30, Big Thunder Mountain was already posting a 40-minute wait.
Oh, wow.
So instead, Bruin and I hopped on Splash Mountain. Again, got the rider swap ticket.
Love the early water rides.
Yes. Well, there's no wait. There's no wait for the early water rides. We walked right on. I think they just played at the playground.
She was still having it out with a lady at Mine Train.
Yeah, she was still chewing that lady out.
She went back for another coffee.
So then after Splash Mountain, we go over to... Oh, let me say this, guys. I had left my note card at the hotel.
Oh, no.
So I'm going in blind here. Note card.
That's not leaving your backpack on.
There's something that'll ruin your whole Disney trip right there.
We went over at 9 a.m. Pirates of the Caribbean already had a 30-minute wait. So wow. Seeing that at Big Thunder and Pirates, I'm like, these crowds are for real.
I'm just leaving.
Yeah. So we left.
Yeah. Yeah.
I park hopped to Epcot, and I sent the family back to the
hotel. Don't show home, it's too crowded.
As you should have.
You know, and one thing with Disney World, too, is sometimes you have to go against the plan. Sometimes you just have to call an audible and as they come. So
you went to Tom Sawyer Island?
No.
Oh.
But we did go over to, we rode the Magic Carpets. It was still a walk-on. We rode Magic Carpets, and then it was time for our Fast Pass at Jungle Cruise, which at 9:15, that already had a posted wait of 30 minutes. So we got on there with no wait. We then headed over to Haunted Mansion. At 9:30, Haunted Mansion was posting a 30-minute wait. Fortunately, it ended up being 15. So, which was fine. You know, if you're going to wait in a queue, a Haunted Mansion's a good one.
Right.
Because you can go through and play with all those props and things like that. And you got the stretching room. We then use our Fast Pass at Peter Pan's Flight. Sissy and the boys used Fast Pass. We used Fast Pass at Small World. I went and grabbed some snacks at Gaston's Tavern, some chocolate croissants and a LeFou's brew.
Mm-hmm.
We then rode the carousel. At 10:30, we had to wait 15 minutes to ride the carousel.
Wow.
Man.
I know what people are thinking, but our boys, both of them, love the carousel. We were already using our fourth Fast Pass at 11:07 I have here at Winnie the Pooh. And then using mobile ordering, we saved at least another 25 minutes going over to Columbia Harbor House. Mobile ordering, we waited 2 minutes, walked up, they said my name. There was a line out the door, and we just bypassed all of it. Went up, had a great table overlooking the river, and you could see Big Thunder Mountain out the window. It was pretty awesome. And after lunch, we used our fifth Fast Pass at Voyage of the Little Mermaid. Walked right on. It had a 60-minute posted wait. And then we went over to Hall of Presidents. It was time for the boys to get a nap. They both fell asleep in the stroller on the way over there. I put a picture on Twitter, too.
They were just getting themselves ready for Hall of Presidents.
Yes. Bruin actually fell asleep on the floor in the waiting room of Hall of Presidents. And Hall of Presidents, the waiting room was packed. The entire queuing area was full. But it was a good show as always, very patriotic. We then headed over, used our fast pass at Dumbo. We then used a fast pass at Mad Tea Party. If you look for the lower priority attractions, you can get fast pass return times in the very near future. Spent some time at Casey Jr. Splash Station. Then we went to get a spot for Festival of Fantasy Parade, which I did not realize ran twice that day. They had one at noon and then one at 3:30. We thought it started at 3, so we ended up waiting a lot longer. It's like, man, this is a pretty good spot. It was right there on Main Street. You could see the castle. And again, I used mobile ordering to go grab a foot-long Casey dog with macaroni and cheese. I wouldn't have got it if I hadn't had mobile ordering, but I walked right in.
He's addicted to mobile ordering.
Now. I am. It's
he's doing it just to
he'll order something.
Just to do it. Yeah. And but the parade was great.
The cotton candy guy came by and had mobile ordered with him.
They need to
have a cotton candy for me.
They need to do that. But the boys got to interact with some of the characters. Great viewing spot for Festival of Fantasy. We saw the Country Bear Jamboree in a packed house. I sent you guys a picture. We were on like the second row. Oh, it was great. And that was, I think it was a crowd that most of them had not seen it because it was a lot of laughter. But I love the Country Bears. We had a good time.
Did they like Tennessee Bear?
They did.
Good.
After I'd spent about 30 minutes working with the app, I got us all a fast pass for Pirates of the Caribbean. Ooh. Which we wanted to ride that morning. And that's where I got to meet Big Fat Panda, which hopefully we will have the Big Fat Panda on in the very near future. After that, Sissy and Bruin used their rider swap at Splash Mountain. We saw a little of the Move It, Shake It, Dance and Play It. I think that's the name. But we watched that on our way out of the park. And then by that time, that was about 6 o'clock. So we were in the park for 10 hours that day. We rode 15 rides, so saw 3 or 4 shows. And again, with the crowds.
How many fast passes?
We used 8 fast passes. And
in 10 hours?
In 10 hours. Good. And we could have kept using more, but again, the park was open until midnight that night, but we went as far as we could. And, you know, sometimes
you've really got to work on Sissy.
I know. And these kids.
The kids would have been fine.
That's impressive, too, to use 8 fast passes on a day like that busy.
Yeah. Again, as long as you're not looking for those. You know, if you're using them for things like Mad Tea Party, Dumbo, Barnstorm, you know, you can get them. One thing, we did not set foot in Tomorrowland the entire day, and I did not realize that till the day it ended. Which, the only thing I really wanted to do up there was the TTA.
Yeah.
And Sissy said we could have, but sometimes you just got to leave on a high note.
Well, you're looking at his TTA, Astro Orbiter, and what else? Space Mountain.
Yeah.
Which, you know, Buzz Lightyear. Space Mountain with them. Yeah.
So, you don't want to press your luck. The kids are happy. The wife is happy. You're happy. Let's just get out of Dodge while we can. We enjoyed the ferry ride back over to the parking lot and just another great day in Magic Kingdom. It was magical.
Well, I think you did those 2 days at Disney, right?
And use mobile ordering to get a Dole Whip.
Here we go.
On top of a pineapple upside down.
Yeah, perfect.
It was
I've got to have it.
It was awesome.
He gets on his phone now at home and can't understand what's
going on.
Ordering from here, yeah.
And nobody's there to pick it up.
Doorbell's going to ring here in a minute.
He just purchases items because he can.
If you plan, if you use the fast pass system, it doesn't matter how crowded the park is. You can still have a great time. We had a great time in spite of those crowd shots that I was tweeting out. Now, if we tried to wait 70 minutes in the blazing sun to ride Tomorrowland Speedway, that would not have been good. But sometimes you just got to say, we're not going to do this today. And there were things we wanted to do that, you know, we wanted to do the TTA, we wanted to do Big Thunder. We didn't get to do that. It gives us another reason to go back.
That's a great two-day itinerary, though, what you just put
out
there.
It was fun.
Parks.
And this really is a milestone because the length of this episode, I've had time to cook cabbage.
And go refill your truck with diesel.
Hey, what do you want to bet he mobile ordered from Chick-fil-A?
Might have.
I do apologize. I know I've talked a tremendous amount, but there was a lot to do.
There was, yeah.
A lot of info.
It was very informative.
I love the detailed RTRs.
I like detail.
Because it just gives listeners, lets them know what they can do. They can accomplish this.
Even on one of the busiest weeks of the year.
And I promise you I'm not making this up.
No.
It's all.
All well documented.
I keep very diligent notes on my phone.
He does.
So Derek, maybe we can take a break from the Matthew-centered shows.
I don't mind it, I don't guess.
I don't think that'll ever end.
Probably not.
Well, now that I've shut up, it's time for...
It's a two-man show.
Grinning.
You're... You're really going to stick with that, huh? Okay. Well, believe it or not, it's my turn to ask the question.
Whoa!
Who would have thought?
If you had,
you've had all this time to think about it, then you haven't thought of it
yet. If you had to order something from mobile order, where would you
had to mobile order, how long would you wait before you mobile ordered?
Have we talked about restrooms?
We have not.
I don't think so.
All right, guys. I have got the question. As much as I loved mobile ordering.
And pools.
It got me to thinking, where else could Disney institute mobile ordering? Now, a couple times I saw some women's restrooms that had long lines out the door. But if you knew that the restrooms were going to be crowded, they were going to have a line, and you could mobile order to reserve
a stall,
a place, a stall in a restroom in Magic Kingdom, which restroom would you choose? Some restrooms, this is necessary. Some of them, though, are tucked away and hidden. And I know where I would like to use the restroom in Magic Kingdom, and I would mobile order a spot for it. It's going to be one of the less crowded areas. I'm going, you know, no, what? No. Since I'm getting the mobile order for it, and that means I'm not going
to do a busy one.
Yeah, I'm going to pick a busy one.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the Tangled restrooms, aka the Tangled toilets.
That's the busiest ones there.
That is one of the busiest ones there, Craig, and it's very well themed. Obviously, they created this whole area just for potties.
Yes.
So I'm
going
to use
potty
my
going on right here.
That kind of potty.
Oh,
I'm going to use my mobile ordering to reserve a spot at the Tangled toilets.
Okay,
because they are very well themed. It gives you a reason to visit the tower.
I'll go next.
Okay, I'm going to let you.
I am. When I say going, I mean I'm going. I mean, I'm going to pick.
I just don't know.
I am going to choose. If I have mobile order and I could choose wherever, I'm going to Cinderella's Castle.
Oh, like at the restaurant?
I don't, just anywhere. I just want to go in the castle.
Like in the corner?
Hopefully where there is a restroom.
Yes, where there's a restroom. But, I mean, if I can mobile order and pick where I want to go.
No, it has to be a...
It has to be a legit bathroom.
I should have specified. Sorry.
Come on.
It has to be like a public restroom that everybody can use.
Well, I guess.
Sorry. Craig's always out of the box.
I guess over there at and it's probably not as busy, but the one behind Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's what I was going to say. But
yeah,
it's not.
But you wouldn't really need one for there because it's so uncrowded.
Right. Well, most ones I'm thinking about aren't that crowded. The ones in between, right there at Town Hall, aren't that crowded.
Right.
And the ones over next to Buzz Lightyear is not that crowded.
Yeah.
I mean, so Rapunzel is probably the most crowded one of all of them. I mean,
so
unless you know Derek.
For our listeners, a good stop is the Pirates restroom because they are tucked away right there behind Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes.
Derek?
This is a tough one. The ones right next to the Casey Juniors.
There you go.
Back at the train station.
I like those.
Those are nice.
It's a decent theming. It matches the Casey Junior theme with the brick. I think it's a brick fire station.
Yeah.
I think is what it is.
Railroad station?
Mm-hmm.
Railroad station. Yeah.
Or I don't know what it is, but it's a brick building with its... I think it goes in with the theming and all. So I think I'd head on back there.
Good choices.
I tell you, you would not be using one. Oh, Liberty Square. You wouldn't be using
that's
Liberty
right,
Square.
Unless it's in a restaurant.
Correct. Well, even the restaurant, remember, they say is like in, what's the restaurant with the...
Liberty Tree Tavern?
Yes. Their restrooms are actually in a different part of the...
Yes, to reflect the colonial times.
Correct. There's no running water in, or there's no running restrooms. I'm sure they have running water, surely in the kitchen.
So. One would think so. Oh, man. Well, guys, thanks for letting me
rant
for two whole episodes here.
Thank you for doing the research.
We're glad you did.
Thank you for taking one for the team and doing the research,
I do what I can. It was a great trip. We really enjoyed it. So looking forward to the next one. Well, that'll do it from here. We'll see you all next Monday. Thanks for listening. Share with your friends and loved ones. And as you leave, be sure to...
Beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token.